Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Switch gears a little bit. I was telling what a crazy week it was. First off with the Big Mo show leading into the weekend, and then the sweat I had for golf. And the person I have the most to thank for this is my good friend AP from RunPureSports.com. And I know you're busy today, so I appreciate you stepping out for a second and calling into the show.
Oh man, any time for you. And what a win, man! I just want to say congratulations again. It was a ton of fun. You know, I'm in the middle of moving right now, but it was just fun on Sunday watching all the sweats that we had headed into that final round. That's one thing I love about DFS. It just makes it a ton of fun when we have days like that.
Yeah, and I was kind of telling the story because I got Hoop coming on tomorrow, and Hoop ended up finishing in first place. And I was in first place. You know how golf works, man, because there's so many ebbs and flows. Things can change so quickly where you're winning all the money and then you're winning none. The first key is getting everybody to make the cut, which fortunately I had. I had the week before, which I think you were in the same boat, where I had four of my golfers that were like, I want to say they were -3, and the cut ended up being 4 under. And I thought all of them were making it, and none of them made it. And I was like, ugh, God. So that was a huge kick in the pills. But I don't think I've still come down from yesterday and just how crazy that was. And I was texting with you back and forth. You even gave me your password to watch golf on my phone and try to follow along. So it was great, man. And I can't appreciate, I can't thank you guys enough and give you some appreciation here, some love on the air for what you've done. And people were asking me about it. And I said, look, you're not giving out lineups. What you're doing is you're trying to help people build lineups. There's a lot of sites do it where they give out a core plays, and your core this week was really good, and it allowed me to fit in some of the other guys that played extremely well.
No, I mean, yeah, we love the core plays, and we try to be as transparent as possible. And we happen to be on very similar cores. You know, our golf team, which is myself, Hoop, JSU, Tony, Big T, we got Snyder. I mean, we have a massive golf team, and we were all like, we do our research independently, but we're all on these same golfers, and we just absolutely pounded them. And, that led to a lot of wins in the Run Pure Sports community, which we absolutely love to see. I mean, it was a phenomenal day. I was counting up screenshots alone. I mean, your win was just massive, but I think I counted up like $700,000 in the Run Pure Sports community alone, if not a little bit more.
Yeah.
So we love seeing that.
Yeah, I was telling other people about you because, look, I've got friends that work for, other companies. I've had El Jefe on my show. I've had, I talked to the guys at AwesomeO.com and even Roto Grinders, when we sit here and talk about some of the guys, like, in my opinion, the talent that came over from Roto Grinders when you guys started this, when everything was down, it's second to none. It's impressive what you guys were able to put up. And I think Big T tweeted out, nobody runs pure more than Hoop. So I sent him a text early in the day and I said, hey man, I'm hoping I can hold you off, because the odd thing about it, I was up like 25 points on him headed into Sunday.
Right.
And as we were like sending messages back and forth, I said, either way, it's going to be a good day for both of us. But the fact was that we had three different golfers, and all three of his guys outplayed all three of my guys on Sunday, and I lost by 1 point. But it's still like a huge, huge day and incredible.
Yeah, it came down to Lucas Glover had a good day. He was 5 under on Sunday. You needed Mark Hubbard to not bogey number, I think it was 17 or birdie 18. I mean, yeah. It's like for me, and you know, I know I was texting you when it was going on, and I at the time I was probably like, I probably shouldn't send him any messages.
No, you're fine, man. I was drinking, so I was having
a
good time.
Me too. I was drinking and moving. I didn't have 100K sweat. You want to know what I did? So like, it was a crazy week for me. I've had so much going on, and so. It was the lightest I've played in a long time. And I made really good money for the amount of money I played, but I was kicking myself for not playing my normal volume. But, you know, it is what it is. And the week before, as you said, we got clobbered. It was a rough week. It was a rough week for the industry. It was a tough all around. I think it was like a 1%, you know, having six golfers make it through the cut rate. So that's always going to be pretty tough, but I'm real pumped for you. I'm obviously pumped for Hoop, but who runs more pure than Hoopster? I mean, he needed I think he had guys like Richie Virinsky. He had Cameron Tringali. I mean, all these random guys, and I definitely like your lineup much more than his. But as you said, his golfers just slightly outperformed yours, and. They ended up getting it done.
So Hoop's coming on tomorrow night, which will be fun. But, you know, I did want to bring up with everything that's coming up now as sports are getting started, how are things going to work for you guys over at RunPure? Because, I mean, look, you have a ton of talent over there. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of what you've been doing in the past, but now there's just so much content to be had once baseball, basketball, and even hockey get started.
Yeah, we've actually brought on some new talent to help out. We haven't announced it publicly yet, but they're all guys that, you know, have great reputations. Some might be a little bit relatively unknown, and that's I love getting those kind of hidden gems, and I think we have a lot of them at RunPure. And then we do have, you know, obviously the Big T and the Hoopsters of the world and JSU, the guys that are a bit, you know, more well-known, but we have a good team, and nothing's going to change. My main sport is NBA, so I'll be full on focused on NBA, and then my secondary sport's going to be PGA. But we got Tony, we got Big T heading up MLB, we got JSU with me on the NBA side. You know, Hoopster's going to Hoop and Mangone are our cash game specialists, and I really feel like. There's no one better in the world than them two at cash games. I don't play cash games. I don't find it fun. I want the big. I want the 136K wins. You know, I don't want to double my money. That's just my old philosophy because I like to gamble. And so I'm glad we have Hoop and Mangone to help us out on the cash game side. But because a lot of people like playing cash games, so it makes sense.
I'm in that boat too. And, you know, like even when people see my post today, they were like, hey, what do I got to do? It's not like a switch you turn on. And like, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. I mean, we all know that. And, you know, I talked about the loss that I had. Well, I won $6K that night, but I was a shoo-in to win $100,000. And Paul George had the worst game of his entire career.
Right.
Yeah. So like, and I was thinking about that yesterday and I'm going, this can't happen to me twice. Come on. But anyway, like, all that aside, you know, when you like playing cash games, I love grinding it out, and I prefer, instead of just playing head to head or double ups, to play those 3 and 5 man leagues. But usually when you're playing in those, you're playing against some of the best players in the world, which can be tough to consistently win. So it does make it very, very difficult at times.
What was tilting for myself was I had, so each week on our show, which is Hoop, Mangone and myself, we all pick our winners. And I always like, if I'm going to throw out the guy that I think is going to win, I'm always going to throw some money behind it. I love Matt Wolf. I think he's going to be just a really phenomenal golfer. I think he's going to win a ton of tournaments. He has a funky swing if you're not familiar with golf. But honestly, he generates so much power, and that's what's huge right now. Obviously, look at Bryson. He's probably going to be a favorite to win the majority of tournaments that he plays in, just because he's, you know, driving at 360 yards. I mean, that's a massive advantage. And Wolf can hang with him. I mean, he hits it about 345, 350 if he hits it good. he just has an unorthodox swing. But I think he's really talented, and he was my guy I picked to win, and I had $100 as an outright bet, and I think it was 100-1. And I didn't hedge it, and I forgot to bet. Usually what I'll do is bet like a top 10 and all that stuff. I forgot to do all of that with all everything I have going on. And so I just missed that because Bryson got the best of him on Sunday. But it was still a really fun sweat.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great time. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up your boy getting paid because for people that don't know, AP is a Chiefs fan. They were coming off their big Super Bowl win. But Pat Mahomes, man, how much money? So I always say this, though, too. It's the guy after him that ends up. But Lamar is going to be on pace for what he's making. So the Ravens are probably going, damn it, man, what are they doing over there? But he deserves it, right?
I think he does. And I'm not like a salary cap expert or anything like that, but like, I don't know, him and Lamar, like, man, they're such just generational talents. And, you know, you got to pay the guy and you got to lock him up so he doesn't go elsewhere. I'm excited. Like, I'm excited for him. I'm obviously a big Chiefs fan, a big Mahomes fan. Obviously there's some risk to it. There's going to be a lot of people out there that, you know, say it's going to just absolutely wreck their salary cap. And it probably will. But with a guy like Mahomes, I don't know. I mean, you just need to find some speedsters to pair with him, and he'll probably be fine and find a couple guys that can block.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be and that's the big dilemma is, like, putting talent around him, because once you pay your quarterback, you got to start looking at who you can pay and how you have to and all that jazz that comes along with it. But, you know, one thing that you guys have done to me over at RunPureSports.com is now I can't wait for Thursdays, and I'm checking my phone consistently for golf. I get updates. It's a strange thing now, but when you and I talked about it, the golf sweat, because it's over 4 days, is pretty freaking incredible.
It is a ton of fun. It's one of my favorite. I think you get the most bang for your buck playing golf. So my mom, she loves to gamble, and she plays DFS, and she loves golf because she has 4 days that she can put in her lineups on Thursday, and you know she has money in play all the way up until Sunday, and she loves that, and she'll send me texts. You know, she gives me more heat than anyone else if I give her a golfer and they end up missing the cut. It's hilarious. But so, what are you going to do this next week? You going to do the one lineup approach again, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm going to, like, what it's done now is allowed me to still play the way I play. I might dabble with a couple of lineups in some of the bigger tournaments, but I'm not trying to just necessarily give back everything that I just put in, you know, or just got. So,
yep.
But it does change up a lot. What's that?
That's the right approach to take for sure. I like the single bullet approach you took. I mean, you know, you commit to six golfers and it makes it easy to sweat them throughout the week. And, you know, you're not, you know, it is what it is. You can get stuck in the game of making just tons and tons and tons of lineups. And,
yeah, I didn't even bring it up. I won a couple grand on FanDuel too, but I wasn't even paying attention to my FanDuel lineups. I mean, they were eerily similar, but I didn't play as much over in FanDuel because when I talk to you and you're a DraftKings player and your information that you're doing, and I said, well, let me try it over there and see what it's like because I don't play on DraftKings that often. So I dusted off, figured out what my password was and signed in, and I mean, the rest is history. So, truth be told, it does feel – it feels really weird. Like, I'm looking at the money in the account, and I'm going, it doesn't seem real. And I know you've had some big hits in your life, but I don't know. It's a really crazy feeling.
Yeah, hit that cash out button. I think if you keep it under, like, 14, you know, you can expedite it through PayPal. Otherwise, DraftKings pays you pretty quick, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, I took out 50. My son's college tuition is going to be paid, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. And
that's all.
And today's my wife's birthday, so I'm trying to do something nice for her, but she's fighting me on it. So we'll see how that happens, how that goes. But hey, man, I can't thank you guys enough, and like even more so, like even with the fact of having you on the show, and we were just chatting it up about, you know, DFS, and you sent me your password to watch it golf on my phone. Like, I'm like, man, this is awesome. So I really appreciate it and look forward to all the content you guys are putting out over there. Do you got any things coming up for runpuresports.com? Because I know, is the promotion still running for people to sign up?
Yeah, we're running the 4th of July promotion through the 8th. So we got another 2 days left on that. It's 25% off. So I think that pushes the one-time price down to like $85 or $90. But if you just want to check it out, the weekly price then moves to $15. So I mean, you could literally sign up on. Well, you probably want to sign up like on Wednesday, but that would give you the ability to see our golf content. So you could pay for 1 week, and you could probably see 2 weeks of golf content. If you timed it correctly.
There you go. A few tips. Hey, AP, as always, man, I appreciate it and look forward to talking to you guys down the line.
Yeah, sounds good. Congratulations again, Jeremy.
Thanks, man. Good luck on the moving. That sucks. So.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.